Para el cumpleaños de Ana estaba pensando que podríamos hacer un viaje los cuatro, aunque sea el fin de semana o el sábado.
Sí, ¿dónde?
There is much more to this scene of a Barcelona family than first meets the eye. As the mom happily talks about planning a trip to the Pyrenees so the children can see snow for the first time, the look in the dad's eyes reveals he knows he will not live long enough to be with them on that journey. Uxbal, played by Javier Bardem, is dying of cancer, and in the little time he has left, he desperately wants to reconcile his love for his family with his life spent skirting the wrong side of the law.
I like the things that he represents, because at the end what he represents is the struggle and the trying of a human being under the worst circumstances to become a better person. So that's what I think he represents, beyond what he acts, or how he's forced to behave in certain ways.
Moving through the shadowy alleys of underworld Barcelona, Uxbal truly believes he hurts no one as he exploits illegal immigrants, Chinese laborers in a sweatshop turning out designer knockoffs sold on the street by undocumented African refugees. And he's a spiritual man who believes he can speak with the recently departed, but charges their bereaved relatives to deliver the final messages. Above all, he dearly loves his two young children. To Bardem, Uxbal's story is a classic tragedy.
The Greek tragedies are those where human beings are forced to struggle with the worst circumstances thrown by the gods. So the gods are like making wake-up calls to them, saying you have to overcome them in order to find the grace. This is a tragedy, and the god is death. And as any Greek tragedy, the end is very rewarding for the human being, because it's about, no matter what you achieved, it's about how you made the journey. And the journey is about bringing yourself to a point where you have to surrender to life and realize what is important and what is not. And what is the most important of it all is compassion and empathy and love and care, which is represented in the movie by those two kids.
Writer-director Alejandro González Iñárritu believes in the redemptive quality of tragedy, a genre he has been drawn to from his first film, Amores Perros, in 2000, through 21 Grams, Babel, and now Beautiful.
From Medea to King Lear to Macbeth, I think tragedy is a genre that has been forgotten in the film industry in a way. In this case, he's not a king, he's an ordinary man. He basically has all these tragic heroes, all control that he thinks he has is lost, and destiny will hit him in every angle. And the exercises of this genre is about having somebody falling down in a free fall, and how, if this character with integrity will find a way to redeem himself and light himself while he's going in the darkest hole possible. And that's the game. So, I mean, that's the roller coaster. That's what this is about.
The Mexican-born filmmaker explains Beautiful gets its misspelled title from the Spanish phonetic spelling for the English word that Uxbal uses to describe the better world that he wants for his children. Iñárritu also understands he's asking audiences to navigate difficult emotional terrain.
This is not obvious, easy piece of entertainment. This is much more than that. I think the film, hopefully, is incredibly entertaining. At least for me, it is. And I have the rule to entertain people, to tell them a good story in the best way possible, to engage them. But I think entertainment should do and give more than that. I think the film has a cathartic experience, possibly, you know, for some people. And I, as an artist, you can't get better than that. That's what it's about for me.
From the death sentence pronounced by his failing health to the truly tragic consequences of his life choices, Uxbal's journey is through very dark places before there's a glimmer of light. But star Javier Bardem does not call it a dark story.
Depending on what you feel dark is. Life is dark. News broadcasts, news programs are darker than this movie. This movie brings the best of a human spirit into the screen, which is realizing the importance of compassion, forgiveness, empathy to the other as a way to make this world keep on turning around. And when we lost that, we're gone. So I think that's not dark, actually, that's very bright.
Mírame los ojos. cada de mí, por favor.
Uxbal begs his daughter, Anna, to remember him and remember his love. A poignant moment from Oscar-nominated Beautiful, shot on location in Barcelona with an international cast, including Argentine performer Maricel Alvarez, Senegal-born actor Diayatu Daf, and Chinese screen veteran Chun Tai-shun. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.